Go ahead and take a moment to relax into this spot. Actually, we're going to be taking an extended moment to relax. Let's see if you can relax your body, allow the weight of your body to kind of drive down into the earth, whatever way it can. It's going to be a kind of a shamatha meditation, a tranquility meditation. Not necessarily meaning that we're going to make the mind tranquil, it'll do whatever it wants. But we're going to see how far a kind of deliberate non-struggle goes in that direction. So the words, it's going to be one word for the in-breath and the out-breath. It's going to be the word resting. And that's starting with the most basic, most obvious, most uncontroversial, which is your body resting in this spot. And the idea is to be as vividly aware of that, as energetically engaged with that as you possibly can, and have it still constant qualify as wrestling. So if there's something you can do as far as your posture of the body or the kind of posture of the mind, so to speak, to make that recognition of the simple fact of resting on the spot something vivid in awareness. Go ahead and do that. This is resting. This quali everything that qualifies as resting up to the point of getting dull, getting drowsy, falling asleep. Okay, we're not doing that. And however vivid you can make that awareness, make that word resting, something descriptive of the encounter of awareness and these sensations, the sensations of your contact with the ground, your buttocks or your feet or your knees or whatever, however you're attached to the earth here. That word resting is going to describe what your awareness does to these sensations, does into these sensations or something. And it has two connotations. It has the connotation of kind of non-struggle, a kind of element of relaxation. And it has the connotation of non-departure, kind of staying. See if you can slowly expand that field of sensations, the field into which your awareness is resting, to include the whole of the bodily sensations, everything from our kind of starting place here, which is the contact with the ground. Gradually to include everything all the way up to the top of the head and whatnot, but take your time. Think of it like, ooh, like the earth is this thing that is soggy. It's soggy with awareness, and it's and your body is a sponge. Let that awareness follow the idea, the recognition of the possibility. I could be resting into all of the bodily sensations. What would that be like if it just started to happen on its own? Surely there are more sensations happening. So as they show themselves, just include them, always with that sense of just resting into whatever's arising. And kind of pause here. And see if you can get a sense for what the shape of the body is as permeated by awareness. And the question is, are there areas that are a little hazy and without really reaching out into them yet, just resting into the kind of status quo, into where awareness has gotten right now so far? And just pick one area that's maybe a little bit dim, a little bit remote as far as your like intimacy with the sensations there. And we'll kind of continue. See if awareness can expand and maybe fill in a little bit that particular area without departing from the rest of the body. So see if you can apply that word resting to the way that awareness relates to the arising of the sensations of the whole body, just on the in and the out breath. Resting. Into this whole field of sensation, resting on the out breath. If there are any areas that are still a little dry, so to speak, awareness wasn't able to kind of soak into them. You can just kind of make a mental note. Nothing to do about that right now. And we are going to kind of continue this process into the domain of the feelings. And you can start, maybe don't be too ambitious, just start with whatever's the most immediate feeling at hand here. If there's anything at the top of the stack here that's like, oh, well, that's a feeling, I guess. See if you can stabilize your awareness in relation to that feeling, rest into the unfolding of that feeling. You could follow it wherever it goes. It might change character over time, but so it's not like, oh, my anxiety started to relax. I should start thinking distressing thoughts so that I can stay with it. It's like, stay with whatever feeling is there, even if it changes character. See to what extent you can really embody that word resting. I don't know, like you're feeling whatever it is, pleasant, unpleasant, whatever is kind of pillowy. And the encounter between awareness and that feeling is something effortless. Now, for the sake of fairness, see if you can include more of the domain of the unfolding feelings. There may be more than just one feeling happening right now. kind of like make it a full body pillow. Make it a big, if a single feeling is like a kind of pillow that your awareness can rest into, why settle for a small pillow? Now there's kind of a shift gears a little bit. And it may be a little bit of a choose your own adventure here. I'm going to say if there's any resistance at all to any element of the domain of feelings, any strain, any tension, resistance, struggle, whatever it might be in relation to what would probably be unpleasant, the unpleasant aspect of the domain of feelings. We're going to rest into that, rest into the awareness of that resistance. And if there isn't any, then you have to see if there's any pursuit, any kind of enamorment. You rest in the awareness of that. Or if your mind is just a fountain of perfect equanimity, you also have permission to rest into that. But one way or the other, take the presence of the causes for striving, either resistance or pursuit, however subtle they may be, take them as a cause for awareness to rest into something. Go ahead and just rest into this, we'll call it the present moment. So a little bit less of a deliberate kind of carving up of experience here. See if your awareness can soak into so many differently shaped things at the same time that you can't say what it's awareness of. And just rest in that encounter. Maybe lastly, if there is an intuition that experience is being observed from somewhere, that there's something here that's aware, some definable thing. Again, rest into the recognition of that as well. Not just this, but the apparent structure of this being in relation to something.